for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
More talks today on how to get the government reopened without any apparent success. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney tells ABC News this week the borders must be secure.
At this point, you know, the Democrats continue to play games. There were meetings yesterday where Secretary Nielsen was able to lay out the security concerns at the border, the very real security concerns, drugs, crime, human trafficking. But we've got to see the games stop.
National Security Advisor John Bolton now in Israel saying today that the U.S. military withdrawal from northeastern Syria has no timetable and that officials will keep an eye on ISIS.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated.
Bolton also saying both the U.S. and Israel are keeping an eye on Iran and its influence in that region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A 20-year-old suspect in the December 30th murder of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes of Houston has confessed to driving the car the fatal shot was fired from. Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says Eric Black Jr. did not act alone, and they're looking for another suspect.
This was likely a case of mistaken identity, where the intended targets were likely someone else, but instead they fired upon LaPortia, Jasmine, and her siblings.
A video law enforcement released earlier of a red pickup with a white driver is now believed to be of a witness to the shooting of a suspect. House Democrats plan to introduce gun control legislation in time for the 8th anniversary of the shooting of former Democratic Representative Gabby Giffords of Arizona. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others will introduce the bill to expand background checks for sales and transfers of firearms on Tuesday. It was back on January 8th of 2011 that then Congresswoman Giffords was one of 13 wounded in a shooting attack at a community event at a Tucson grocery store, with 6 people shot dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An interesting new poll about Brexit is out, and USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The poll finds that more Brits would rather stay in the European Union than leave it. Britain is due to exit the EU on March 29th. The survey by the polling firm YouGov reveals that if a referendum were held in the UK today, 46% would vote to stay in the Union, 39% would vote to leave. The poll of over 25,000 voters commissioned by the People's Vote campaign, which is spearheading a push for a second vote on Brexit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Although Aquaman is still the champ at the box office 3 weeks in, the high-concept thriller Escape Room also drew some substantial crowds in its debut weekend.
I think this is the escape room.
We should look for clues.
What are we looking for here?
Anything that looks like a puzzle or a code. It looks like an oven dial.
Warner Brothers says that Aquaman has added an estimated $30.7 million from over 4,000 North American theaters. That brings its domestic grosses to nearly $260 million. The DC Comics film starring Jason Momoa has had a tidal wave of successes internationally as well. Even with a slew of holiday releases, Sony's PG-13 rated thriller Escape Room managed to sneak into second place in its first weekend in theaters, generating an estimated $18 million in ticket sales. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns landed in third place in its third weekend with $15.8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.